perfect timing.
Good afternoon. We're coming out of recess from this morning. We're calling back to order the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Thank you for being here. There were four bills that we still had. We did the public hearings on three bills that were under public hearing, a possible work session, and we had one work session bill that we needed to get an amendment. I think the easiest thing to do, we'll start at the top, and I'll open up a work session now on House Bill 2449.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2449 was the bill we heard this morning about the Assistant Attorney General's being prohibited from striking. I believe we're going to send this one to rules.
That is correct. So Chair will take a motion to send House Bill 2449 to the Committee on Rules.
So, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2449 to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to the committee, Senate Committee on Rules. You want due pass? That's what I said. Yep.
All right. So Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 2949 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and request a subsequent
2449.
Oh, I apologize. 2449. We've been covering each other in
yes,
all
we
the
have.
Committees.
Thank you. You've been very good to me.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. 2449 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and request the President give a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules. It should be noted that this has already been checked in with the Chair of the Rules Committee, and I believe the President's office has also agreed that that would be its path. So any other discussion? Any other comments?
Mr. Chair, I will be a no on the bill. And with your assurance that it is not going to the floor, I will not serve notice.
All right, I appreciate that. And that's my understanding, and I believe looking at Anna, she also has the same assurance. So that's at least two people. And my office also got documentation saying the same. So we have it covered. So any other comments, any objections besides Senator Cruz? So ordered. And at this point, that's on its way to rules. We'll close that work session on 2449, and we'll open up a work session on House Bill 2596A.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, House Bill 2596A comes to you from the Interim Committee on Judiciary, creates a cause of action for private entity contracts for the State Forestry Department to perform forest practices for actual damages plus attorney's fees. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the A4 amendments in front of you, which reduce the statute of limitations from 6 years to 2 years, putting it in line with other tort statute of limitations.
All right. Senator Cruz, if you could give us
up. I will.
Okay. Senator Roebling.
I move the dash A4 amendments to House Bill 2596A.
Senator Roebling moves the A4 amendments into House Bill 2596A. Discussion. All right. What I'm going to do is, as we had already placed on the record, but I think it's worth stating, when the bill came to us, it had a statute of limitations that pertains more appropriately to interfering with a contract or a contract dispute as compared to general torts. The issues that we have in here and what would be actionable under the civil would be torts, and because of that, we have put in under the A4s the common statute of limitations of 2 years.
Yes.
All right. Any other discussion? Any other comments? Any objection to the motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2596A as amended by the dash A4 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Roebling moves House Bill 2596A as amended by the A4s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Dingfelder?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm not opposed to the amendment because I do think it makes the bill less bad. But I am opposed to the bill. I will be voting no. And I have several concerns, but one of the major concerns is the lack of a prevailing party provision in the law. I'm concerned about a chilling effect on freedom of speech and folks who are not. There are people who are out protesting that aren't chaining themselves to the fence. I am concerned about that of interfering with peaceful protests. So so I will be a no.
All right, I appreciate that. At this point, I think what we were also going to just state is that I think during the interim there will be some potential looking at this as to other type of scenarios where you could have some type of civil protest as to what is the measure of actions that are given. I think it's worth noting to what Senator Dingfelder said regarding prevailing party versus prevailing plaintiff for attorney fees. It is not uncommon, as we all know, for that to be applied to one party versus both, and that may be something else that we would want to look at in the future, and just general, not this particular bill, but in the future as to whether, you know, how we do this. And so it's gone both ways. We had another bill that was before us earlier today that also had another potential of prevailing plaintiff getting the award of attorney fees, and I believe that was the one that was under, Bill, help me out with that one. That was under the drone bill.
The drone bill.
Exactly.
The drone bill. Places, Mr. Chair.
And so it's not, I mean, it does happen, maybe something else we'll look at, but at this point we do have the motion before us. And besides Senator Dingfelder, is there anyone else in objection? Not seeing any. So ordered, with the sole objection from Senator Dingfelder. Senator Cruz, would you like to carry this bill? Senator Cruz will be the carrier on 2596A as amended by the A4s. And then we are not going to be moving House Bill 2607A at this time. We will go in and do a work session on House Bill 2536A. Open up the work session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2536A is the Structured Settlement Agreement, Settlements Bill. We took a recess this morning to correct an error. We didn't mean to change the 20 days to 14 days on page 2, line 18, so that has been changed back. Otherwise, this is identical to the A9s you saw this morning, briefly. And I'm happy to walk through if you need it. It's no revenue impact. We have to suspend the rules for the fiscal impact. I will tell the committee that an earlier version got a minimal fiscal impact. There should be no change on the fiscal.
Right. My understanding is we talked about this morning, the only change was the one date that was inadvertently changed because we didn't catch it through the drafting process, and that was our mistake. I appreciate Legislative Council being able to turn out the dash 10s as quickly as they did. And I do agree that it should have no bearing on the fiscal or revenue impacts on this, but we do, since we don't have the paperwork on that, need to suspend the rules to, I guess, first I'll go ahead and, I guess, offer the A10 amendments into House Bill 2536A. All right, so Chair's moved the amendments in the A10s into 2536A. Any okay. discussion? We can do this before we do the bill.
Just well, we need to suspend the rules, too.
When we get to the next part.
Okay.
All right. Any objection to the motion? Not seeing any. A10s are in. Senator Dingfelder?
So, Mr. Chair, we have to suspend the rules first. Yep. So, request a suspension of the rules to move House Bill 2536A as amended to the floor. There's a fiscal and that's the end of the day, yeah. So for the fiscal and revenue statement, we've heard that it's minimal, but the reason we're suspending the rules is because we don't have the paperwork in front of us.
A longer motion.
We'll see if we can wrap
it
up.
I think I got it all there.
Senator Dingfelder moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on House Bill 2536A as amended by the A10s. Without the fiscal or and revenue impact statement.
Trying to be thorough.
Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair, I am, out of abundance of caution, I'm going to vote no at this time on the bill. I need to do some further exploration on it. So.
All right. All right. Regarding, this is just on the motion to suspend
the
rules.
You're okay with that?
My bad. But remember what I said, and I
won't say it again. We're going to give you another time to say it, just one more time. So I'm assuming there's no objection to...
No.
All right. So we've got the rule suspended, and Senator Dingfelder.
Okay, now I will move House Bill 2536A as amended with the dash A10s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Perfect. All right, Senator Dingfelter moves House Bill 2536A as amended by the A-10s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, check the tape for what I said out of order, it'll cover it.
Senator Cruz has raised his issue. I will tell you that this was a work that was done with the proponents and opponents getting feedback in, and as we heard this morning, Mr. Romaine was comfortable with us moving forward, and if there's any other discussions and stuff that needs to be done, I understand that now that both sides may be thinking they want to do something different, they could potentially be a conference committee for non-concurrence. But at this point, if there's no other objection, so ordered, and the chair will carry this one to the floor, understanding that Senator Cruz is going to do a little more homework.
Yeah.
All right, so Pam, what else, if anything, do we need to do regarding your work? Okay. All right, so thank you very much. First, for the committee, I want to appreciate all the work we've done during the session. I really appreciate everyone being here virtually all at most of the times when you were able to be here versus when had other obligations, which is all expected. We will be having some informational hearings in the next 2 weeks. I believe the first one we have set is for Tuesday of this next week, but we're still waiting to see if we have confirmation and approval, I believe.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
So what we'll do, we are now at 1 hour notice. What I'm going to ask is this. I'm going to ask Mr. Taylor to please send out to the committee members the proposed dates that we have and what the topics are. I felt that this was an opportunity based on what the President's office stated that we could actually do some scoping. Senator Close had an issue that she wanted to look at. I think if I remember correctly, Senate Bill 417, that was the one that we had set for the first hearing on Tuesday. And so but we're still waiting to get confirmation. The only caveat to all of this is that since we want to actually be getting information, we need to make certain those individuals or parties or agencies, whatever it may be, are available. So we may need to change some of the dates for some of the topics. But my goal is that we can come in, have a couple of issue briefings, and then we can use that to form what we might want to do during the rest of the interim. Any other comments? Any other?
Mr. Cruz. First, thank you for your chairmanship and for the work we've done. We've done some very good things here. I just want to say for the record that two of the issues that we've dealt with that are going to be very important for me in the interim, and I think for you as well, Mr. Chair, is continued work, obviously, on the drone issue, and also continue and a further exploration of the sex offender registry, especially as it pertains to juveniles.
I agree.
I agree. Hello.
All right. Well, thank you all very much, and we'll see everyone next week based on what our approval is from the President's office for having some of these informational hearings. And for all of those who are in the audience and have followed and been part of the process, thank you for being part of that process. Very important to have the insight and input from all individuals, from everyday citizens to lobbyists and to the staff of various agencies that have come in to give us information before we took votes. With that, we're adjourned.
Now, is that-